And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, continuing our conversation here, holiday-themed, as we mentioned here with Fort Riley. And we're going to talk wreaths across America next, and we've got a couple of experts on that topic. Jerry McBride.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here again. And Ed Mueller.
Good morning.
He's with the VFW Post at 1281. So Fort Riley will be holding Wreaths Across America again. This is the 13th year. When is it coming up?
It is December 14th at 11 o'clock.
All right, and this is always a great event. Tell us a little bit more, a little background, how it got started, and what the ceremony is.
Well, actually, this started out in Arlington Cemetery. Worcester Wreath Company had an excess of wreaths, and he wanted to know what he could do with them. And he had remembered that he visited Arlington Cemetery as a child, and he realized that the older part of the cemetery, no one ever visited it or, you know, honored those buried there. So he decided he was going to take those excess wreaths and he was going to put them at the older part of the cemetery to recognize those buried at Arlington. And he did that from 1992 on. And then 2005, some of the people in the country realized, hey, this is beautiful. Look what they're doing at Arlington. And they said, we want to do that to our veterans cemetery. And then began in 2005. Shortly after that, Fort Riley also began to do that. And Fort Riley is an older cemetery, too. So a lot of the families have moved away. And so we encourage people to help us remember those people that rest at Fort Riley Cemetery.
And so, again, this is December 14th. What takes place during the ceremony?
During the ceremony, the first thing we do is we will bring in the color guard. And then we will have our guest speaker. And then we will place ceremonial wreaths for all of the military services in our country. Army, Navy, Merchant Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force. And we want to recognize those particular military services. And also we do the POW/MIA and the Gold Star Mothers, our family members now, as it's called. We will also place a wreath for that.
It's a very moving ceremony for a lot of folks. I'm curious, have you guys ironed out the guest speaker yet, or do you have that information?
I think it's going to be the garrison commander.
Okay.
If not, he will have someone fill in for him.
Great. Well, that's he's always good to hear from.
Yes.
And I mentioned it is a moving ceremony for a lot of folks because, you know, we just had Veterans Day, and that's always an emotional time for a lot of folks. But the holidays really kind of, I think, magnify it, the loss of you know, if you've had someone who served and no longer here.
It's always wonderful, especially for family members, to realize that someone is honoring their fallen veteran, and that is something that we hope to do. We want to always recognize those that served and those that rest, and we want to make sure the families realize that we're taking care of their veterans, that we remember the sacrifices that they have made.
So how many wreaths will we see placed on graves this time around?
Well, you know, that all depends on the donations, and I wanted to speak a little bit about that. The ceremonial wreaths are donated by the Wreaths Across America organization. However, the wreaths that are laid after the ceremony by our volunteers, those are by donation. So I wanted to kind of put a plug in here that you can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. And then you will find a little place that says local fundraising group. You can find one. You want to do KS0017. And the reason that I'm giving you this code is that the wreaths are $15 each. But under this code, you can get 3 wreaths for the price of 2. So if you look at the KS0017, and then you can go ahead and put down how much money you would like to donate. And then you will pick the cemetery that you want to donate to. Now, the Fort Riley Cemetery, their code is KSFRCF. And if you will pick that code, then those wreaths will be delivered, and they will be placed at the Fort Riley Cemetery.
Fantastic. And who gets the pleasure of placing those wreaths?
We ask for volunteers. If you show up at the ceremony and wait until the ceremony is done, then you get to place a wreath. So please come and join us.
All right. I'll bring Ed Mueller here on the program. I'm sorry, I haven't let you talk yet, and I just want to...
That's okay. She's in charge.
Well, how long have you been a participant in this event?
From day one, basically. Jerry and I have been doing this together, and it's been an honor. Yeah, 13 years we've been doing this.
13 years. Well, what do you appreciate most about this ceremony?
Basically, just honoring our fallen, our soldiers. I'm a retired military also, and I would like to know that after I'm gone, I'll be honored too. So, but especially a lot of our soldiers that have died for the freedom of this country, and that's who we're honoring.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned where you get the wreaths here and the donation process. The public is invited to come out to this. I believe, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and this is a great event for a lot of folks to come out. You usually get if I remember right, last year it was pretty nice participation.
We had a real good turnout. Even during the very, very coldest ceremonies we've had, we have a lot of people that turn out. And I cannot express what a humbling experience it is to lay a wreath and, you know, just recognize those that lay to rest there.
Hmm. Again, we're speaking with Jerry McBride, Ed Mueller, VFW Post 1281. Wreaths Across America event is 1 month from today, December 14th, out at Fort Riley. And this is taking place at the cemetery there on post. What is it, a specific cemetery?
There's only one cemetery on Fort Riley. Now, I will tell you there are, I think, 18 cemeteries in Kansas that participate, and you can go on the wreathsacrossamerica.org website to find out what cemeteries participate in Kansas, and then there's 1,600 ceremonies that will be going on the same day, approximately the same time, across the nation.
And what time is that going to be?
It will be at 11 o'clock, December 14th.
Okay. And again, there's opportunities for you to go out and purchase a wreath here for someone to lay. You said volunteers are greatly needed.
Yes, please volunteer. We'd love to see you out there.
Okay. Anything more we should know about this?
We just invite you to come and experience, be humbled, and thank the people that have sacrificed. The theme of Wreaths Across America is Remember Our Fallen U.S. Veterans. Honor those who serve and teach your children the value of freedom, and we invite you to do that.
Very good. Again, December 14th, mark your calendars now. Fort Riley will host the Wreaths Across America ceremony, the 13th year they're doing so. And again, it all starts at 11 o'clock that morning. And more information if they want on the Fort Riley website.
I believe that it is posted on the Fort Riley website, and again, you will find it under the Wreaths Across America. Just look for KSFRCF code for location or KS0017 for a fundraising group number, and you'll find the information there.
All right. Jerry McBride, Ed Mueller, our guests here on In Focus today here for the Wreaths Across America event at Fort Riley. And if you can find out information about this, also Operation Santa Claus as well on the Fort Riley website. Just a great time here of year, very holiday themed In Focus today, and we appreciate everybody coming on to talk. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
It's always a lot of fun what is done over on Post, isn't it?
It sure
great
is.
To be able to share those stories. We're about 3 minutes away from 10 a.m. here at News Radio KMAN. And make sure you join us for tomorrow's edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon's going to be in the studio again, and we've got a terrific program lined up for Friday, which includes Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension Agent, and also we'll have some folks from the Riley County Senior Center. And we'll be bringing in our guests and some friends from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. Deb Watkins and Hannah Shoemaker will be joining us for the program. And, you know, they sometimes bring a special guest, which we're always excited about that. Clark Howard is on the other side of CBS News. Then it's Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, and the Chris Klieman Show here on K-Man. You had additional thoughts, Brandon?
Well, I just think It's finally the holiday season. I think we can officially say it's holiday season now. We're within 6 weeks of Christmas. 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving.
The holiday season begins officially when?
I think it begins maybe about a week after Halloween. Yeah, let that candy settle.
I still have some.
I do too. I need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's down to just the Jawbreakers and the Gobstoppers, stuff I don't like.
Oh, Jawbreakers?
Yeah.
Really?
Not a fan.
People were giving out Jawbreakers? Is that what your kids got?
They got some of that. They got some Tootsie Rolls too, but...
Okay, now I'll take care of the Tootsie Rolls. You know, if you have a problem getting rid of Tootsie Rolls, you know, I can help with that.
Our Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have all been eaten. There's a couple Snickers left, but not much.
I got a bunch of those Reese's left over too, because I'm just not necessarily that big of a fan, I guess. Oh, well. Life goes on. 9:58 here at News Radio KMAN. Make sure you join us throughout the day, and we do want to remind you, tomorrow night, we've got Manhattan High football coming your way here at News Radio KMAN. The Indians are on the road as they try to move forward in a state playoff activity. It's a quarterfinals matchup against Derby, which has always been kind of a nemesis this time of year for MHS.